Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Becky Estrella joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, Becky.
Hi.
Becky had an absolutely incredible experience at Polar Park playing in the first ever women's baseball game. Is that correct?
It is, yes. They called it the Come One, Come All, If You Want to Play Ball, Women's Inaugural Baseball Festival.
And how did that come about, and what position do you play?
Sure. I'm a pitcher normally, and I also play shortstop.
Oh, a pitcher. She's got a howitzer of an arm. I like it.
This all came about because the Red Sox and the Yankees actually put on a women's fantasy camp every year. So it was organized for those two teams. And then I play recreationally for a league called the Pawtucket Slaterettes. So they extended the invite to us as well. We were able to sign up and go, and they gave us full access to the locker room, the clubhouse, the dugouts, obviously played on the field. It was a really cool experience.
And you're playing baseball, not fast-pitch softball, correct?
Baseball. Hard ball, small ball, fast baseball.
Can I ask you why this? Because I've thought about this a lot. Every other sport, like in basketball, women play basketball. In hockey, women play hockey. But with baseball, mm-hmm. women always play softball. Why is it a different sport for women in this particular sport?
I don't know, and I wish I had an answer for that.
But you guys are breaking ground.
But she's making that change, damn it!
Absolutely. Women are popping up all over around baseball more and more now. So it's an awesome thing to see.
I see it too with lacrosse, because the game of lacrosse for the boys is different than it is for the girls. There's no hitting in girls' lacrosse. They don't wear a helmet. They just wear a face guard. You're not allowed to check or anything like that. It's a completely different game, which I don't understand.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
What is your best pitch? Are you knuckleballer with slider? What happens?
I can throw a pretty nasty curveball.
There we go. I love it. Yes.
Becky, can you talk a little bit about the event? Because I see some names here that I was big fans of when they played for the
Absolutely.
Sox.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So they had, it was, unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to pitch because it was all coach pitch. But our coaches were Rich Gedman, who was a Red Sox great in the 80s, Lenny DiNardo, who was part of the 2004 World Series team, and then we also had Manny Del Carmen, who was on the 07 World Series team.
I'm sorry, super quick, just so I'm clear here. It was a women's baseball game, but the men who came said, I'm going to pitch?
They did. However,
right, good enough.
We had a complete team of female umpires, which you never see either.
Wonderful. Are you going to do it again? Is this going to be a regular thing?
I hope so. They do plan to make it a yearly event, and I will definitely go back for it. It was just an amazing experience, you know.
Please call and let us know so that we can come.
And I just can't think about.
Oh my God, absolutely.
I just can't think about women's baseball without thinking. There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball.
So actually, to add to that, they did have a woman there by the name of Maybelle Blair. She was part of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League.
No.
She's 97 years old. I have videos of her playing catch on the field and warming up with us, and just a delight of a person to meet.
Oh,
what an incredible freaking day. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah.
That is super cool. Okay.
I will definitely let you guys know when it happens again. I would love to have you guys there.
Becky, you and all of your fellow baseball players are now officially of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo!
Thanks for coming on and sharing that with us. We love it.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Talk to you soon, Becky.
Alrighty.
Give me that nasty curveball.
I loved her response.
I know. Me too.
That was very cool. If you've got something going on in your life you want to share, you want to talk about, whether you're playing in a women's baseball league, maybe you're expecting, 617-931-1234. There's some good news in your life, something that's happening that you want to share. We want to hear about it. We want to talk to you. You can call or text us again here in the studio for the Good Vibe Tribe at 617-931-1234. Kennedy, do you have some Good Vibe Tribe audio this morning?
Would you like to hear the Swedish Chef perform Sugar Hill Gang?
Rapper's Delight?
Yeah.
I'm immediately in.
You're welcome.
That's just fun. If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hello to Hannah from Marlborough.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
I sure can. Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
I love good phone. Hannah, are you on a landline? I love you.
I'm not on a landline. I'm actually on my mobile. So
wow.
I guess it's just good connection.
Sounds like you're calling from 1987.
Yes, it sounds like a rotary dial phone with a long cord.
Love that, don't we?
It's probably a green, olive green phone, too.
Like you're calling from a phone you can still slam when you're angry.
With the one with the spin.
Yeah, exactly.
The numbers up, we're screwed.
All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Remember, if you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Jumanji 3 is coming December of 2026. The Rock and Kevin Hart star in the franchise now. But which comedian starred as Alan Parrish in the original Jumanji?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Meryl Streep was reduced to tears after doing a love scene with Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building because, quote, to still play romantic scenes at this age in this way, it's just the greatest thing ever. One of Streep's most iconic roles is the diabolical magazine editor Miranda Priestly. Which movie is that from?
Devil's Wear Prada.
One more time.
Devil's Wear Prada.
Question number three. The first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped online. Jeremy Allen White is the star of which high-strung restaurant-based TV show that has won 20 Emmys to date? Or over 20 Emmys.
The Bear.
Quest number four. It was 95 years ago today, in 1929, the stock market crashed, wiping out the fortunes of thousands of investors. The day came to be known as Black Tuesday, and it triggered which era in American history?
I'm not positive.
All right.
I'm not sure.
Question number five. Nearly 350,000 votes were cast in the People Magazine annual Sexiest Man Alive Reader's Choice poll. Harry Styles was voted as the sexiest musician, and Robert Pattinson beat out the Biebs for sexiest new dad.
The important stuff.
Duh. The lead single off of Harry's latest album, Harry's House, spent 15 weeks at the top of the charts in 2022. Name that song.
Late Night.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
How many of those 350,000 voters do you think will also vote in the November elections?
I feel like a lot of people are going to vote this time around, Dan. I feel like young people are engaged.
I think we'll get a good amount. Yeah. I really do think so.
I think we're going to have the highest voter turnout in the history of our country.
I hope so.
Hannah got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
We had a ruling on question number 2 where Dan didn't give it to her because he's mean.
Well, that's called close but no cigar.
Question number 1, Kennedy. These are tough. Jumanji 3 is coming December of 2026. The Rock and Kevin Hart star in the franchise now, but which comedian starred as Alan Parrish in the original Jumanji?
Robin Williams.
Tied at 1. Meryl Streep was reduced to tears after doing a love scene with Martin Short in Only Murders in the Building because, quote, to still play romantic scenes at this age in this way is just the greatest thing ever.
They're adorable. Mm-hmm.
One of Streep's most iconic roles is the diabolical magazine editor Miranda Priestley. Which movie is that from?
The Devil Wears Prada.
The devil. There's only one devil.
Yep, there's only one devil.
Oh, okay.
I really thought there was a punchline when after she described that scene coming, like the tears, you know, of being with him romantically. 2-1, question number 3. The first look at Jeremy Allen White as Bruce Springsteen in the biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere dropped online. Jeremy Allen White is the star of which high-strung restaurant-based TV show that has won over 20 Emmys to date?
The Bear.
Yes, chef.
Best comedy on TV.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
3-2. Question number 4. 95 years ago today, in 1929, the stock market crashed, Kennedy. It wiped out the fortune of thousands of investors, and the day came to be known as Black Tuesday. It actually triggered which era in American history?
The Great Depression.
Yes, the Great Depression.
And that's why your grandma kept her money under the mattress.
4-2. Question number 5. Nearly 350,000 votes were cast in People Magazine's annual Sexiest Man Alive Reader's Choice Poll. Harry Styles, Sexiest Musician. Robert Pattinson beat out The Biebs for Sexiest New Dad. The lead single off Harry's latest album, Harry's House, spent 15 weeks at the top of the charts in 2022. Name that song.
Watermelon Sugar?
Ha! It is a song we still play
as
every 20 minutes. Yes, on this station, As It Was.
Oh, it was As It Was. Oh, okay.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win.
Woo! That's where it's supposed to be. That's all right. I'm so happy I got to be on the show this morning, guys.
Well, we're happy you're with us.
Oh, thank you, Hannah. And you want a pair of tickets. You're going to go see Derek Hough dance for the holidays November 6th at the Box Center Wang Theater. Tickets can be bought now at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Oh, no. What? No way. Thank you guys so much. That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I look forward to that.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Hannah from Marlboro, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
A headline in the Boston Globe from yesterday, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. New England will see a wickedly warm Halloween into the night. It's supposed to be like 80 degrees on Halloween.
It's wild.
Didn't we have snow 2 years ago on Halloween?
Look, it
was 35 degrees coming in this morning.
It makes it better because you don't have to put a coat over your costume.
Yeah.
And that's the worst part of being a kid is having this cool costume and having to put your dumb puffy coat over it. So, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going to be a sexy cowboy, so I'm excited. I can show a little bit more skin.
Yeah, it's a great Halloween to be 22 for whatever your costume is going to be. What skin will you be showing?
Where are you going?
We have Hannah, who is from Quincy, and actually has a question about trick-or-treating with your kids. What's going on, Hannah?
My husband and I have two kids that are still in that trick-or-treating age, and usually we try to stand united in our parenting because, like, kids can smell a crack in the armor from a mile away, right?
Is that
yes.
true?
So, I sure did as a kid.
I know. We try to play good cop, bad cop, and we both end up being good cop or both being bad cop or forgetting which cop we're supposed to be.
Yeah, so it's like we're usually trying to, like, stick together. But this year, so we got in an argument about how to handle Halloween. Because last year I had to work, so I couldn't take the kids trick-or-treating, so he took them alone. And someone was giving out Jolly Ranchers, and my kids apparently don't like those, which what?
Ridiculous.
He let the kids decline the candy, and he plans to let them do that again this year.
So you're raising candy snobs. There's no such thing as bad candy.
I mean, I just hope that they'll grow into it, you know, like I grew into liking tomatoes and, you know, like mushrooms and stuff. Like, you know, maybe it's just a palate thing. They'll
Jolly Ranchers and mushrooms are very similar.
So is the question, is it rude to say ding dong, trick or treat, someone hands you a candy and you say, yeah, no thanks.
No, thank you.
It's not, okay, the question, like, so he said kids nowadays, like, won't take candy that they don't like. He says it's better just to say no thank you if they don't like the candy being given out. And I am just baffled by this because I'm like, we were taught to just take it and say thank you no matter what someone gave you, even if it was those peanut butter chew things.
There was a whole event after trick-or-treating with me and my friends where we would trade candy.
Yeah, the candy stock market.
Thank you. Is that what you called it, the candy stock market?
I just made it up.
That was really good. I was like, wow, you guys were ahead of the game.
But this feels like a metaphor for life to me. Sometimes you get a Jolly Rancher when you want a Milky Way, and you just say thank you and move on about your day because you don't want to make someone that bought the candy for you feel bad.
Okay, okay. Other side. More candy for more trick-or-treaters if you don't take that part. Yeah. Someone else might like Jolly Ranchers and they'll get doubles.
I would be so sad if someone did that to me.
And then also you're holding up the line. You're looking at the candies.
Yeah.
You know,
how
if there's a bunch of kids there waiting and you're like, hang on, I got to see what they have. You're just going to have to wait a minute while I decide if I like Jolly Ranchers or Reese's Pieces.
Nancy Breslin would have yoked me up so fast.
We live by a motto in my house, Hannah. You get what you get and you don't get upset.
Right, because then what happens like when it comes to the holidays and if they're like grandma or grandpa gives them a gift they don't want, are they going to just say no thank you? Like, that's not okay. Like, someone went out of their way to do this, to buy this for you. Be nice. At least you can do a smile and not make them feel bad, right? He says it's better if our kids don't take it so they're not wasting the candy. I think it's super rude and it's probably going to lead to other problems like I mentioned. I don't want my kids acting this way, even if it's done politely. I just want to know who's right and who's wrong.
Yeah, I think it would be okay to reject it if it were like a pencil or an apple.
Oh, so those people's feelings you can hurt.
Oh, yes. You egg them. That's fine.
Yeah, you toilet paper.
You guys
their
are
house.
Talking out of three sides of your mouth.
Maybe it's like a new age parenting thing where it's okay for kids to feel empowered to say no when they don't want something.
That's interesting.
Sounds fooey.
All right. Well, we're going to turn it over to people much smarter than us. Why don't we open up the phone line? 617.
Get me out of here.
931-1234. You can call or text the show. Hannah, thanks. We appreciate you calling in.
Thanks so much.
Good luck with
all
your
right.
husband.
Jolly Ranchers all the time.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. We'll do that coming up next on Mix.
Full bars only, Kennedy.
Always.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Why do witches fly on brooms? I don't know. Why do they, Kennedy?
Oh,
happy Halloween.
Gets me every year.
Every year. Every year I play that, and Kennedy looks at it with surprise and shock.
That's fantastic.
So we were just talking to Hannah from Quincy, and she was talking about her husband taking the kids trick-or-treating last year. And Dad was like, if there were candies that the kids didn't like, Jolly Ranchers specifically, that they could turn down the candy.
Sure.
And Mom was like, no, you just take whatever you get and you move on. You don't get to pick and choose your candy. Just figure it out at the end of the night. And it might be setting them up for something as they get older that like...
That they're setting boundaries and saying no to things they don't like? Let's not do that.
Jen is from Rhode Island. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
And...
Absolutely not. Just suck it up, Buttercup. Someone's given you this candy out of the goodness of their heart to see somebody smile. So, no, like, they're looking to see somebody smile and give joy. Now you're just extinguishing that, and no, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And I agree with Kennedy that, yes, you have to learn to be able to say no, but free candy is not the place.
I see.
Trade all the right. Jolly Rancher later. It's okay.
Okay.
Take that, Kennedy.
Indeed, I took it.
A gentle parent, that.
Loretta is from Lowell.
Lowell.
Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
And so you have a lot of trick-or-treaters come by your place, right? And what do you do?
I think people get shipped to my neighborhood. I don't even understand. There's not even that many kids that live in my neighborhood.
You must have the good stuff.
Lowell.
Busloads, I think, that come through my neighborhood.
Okay.
I don't give them a chance to pick. I just take a handful of candy and throw it in the bag. Otherwise, I'd be there all night.
You know, that's like, what I used to do, too, now that I think about it. I just would take it out and put it in their bags, and that was on that.
I'm all set.
I like you a lot.
Loretta, what if someone said no thank you to the candy you put in their bag?
How can they? They don't know what's going in there.
I don't give them time to think. Their head's spinning.
Let's go. Move.
Get off my porch.
I like you a lot.
Thank you, Loretta. You call anytime.
We sound like sisters, me and Loretta.
I got an aunt just like her.
I'm loving it.
And give Loretta the hotline number so she can just call it no matter what we're talking about.
100%.
Kelly is from Billerica. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. And you have your 13-year-old with you right now?
Yes, and we listen to your show every morning. We love your show.
Okay, what's the 13-year-old's name?
Maggie.
Hey, Maggie, good morning. What is your opinion here? Are you allowed to turn down the candy for Halloween?
Yeah, I think you
should just say no, because then there's going to be more for kids that really want it. And if you're with your friends, you can give it to them. But if you're not, then you should just not take it.
See, kindness abounds.
Okay, she's adorable. It's going to be really hard to fight with her.
Then don't.
Maggie, what about the person who bought the candy who might see you and say, no, thank you, I don't want that, and might feel a little bad?
Ugh. Well, there's other kids that'll want the candy, or you could just say that you have an allergy.
Lie.
Listen, if your emotional well-being is attached to whether or not kids like your Halloween candy, then we need to talk about some other stuff.
Agreed.
All right. Thank you, Maggie.
Thank you.
All right. Bye,
bye
Kelly.
Guys.
Bye, Maggie. All right. Bye-bye. All right, Kennedy. We have Jennifer from Hampstead, New Hampshire.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think about what that mom was saying, being upset with the husband who's allowing the kids to turn down the candy?
I think mom is completely right. The kids need to just go, get their candy, get what you get, don't get upset. And then at the end, you know, you do the candy trade or you donate what you don't want to the dentist or whoever it is that'll collect candy afterwards.
The old candy trade.
Do dentists collect candy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to the dentist.
It doesn't work that way.
Jennifer, I could have used you on that Maggie call just a second ago. She put me in a pretzel.
All right. Thanks for calling
in,
Jennifer.
Thank you.
Of course. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Why do witches fly on brooms? I don't know. Why do they, Kennedy? Oh, happy Halloween.
Got her again.
Oh, got her.
Got
well,
her
you've
again.
You got like 3 days to play it, buddy. Have at it. You're not too far off.
Dan Kennedy was so exasperated with you. Did you hear?
Oh, my, yeah.
What about their feelings?
What about their feelings?
What about their candy feelings?
Well, I'm a nicer person than her. It's documented.
I could stand by that.
Carson and Kennedy. Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Abby, who's in for Campy Kennedy.
Hi, Abby.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We also have her daughter and friend. They're heading to chorus. What are their names?
Maddie and Emily.
Maddie and Emily?
Yeah.
And what?
They're going to help me.
Okay, all right. What's your favorite song you're doing in chorus right now?
Probably the Veterans Day one, Welcome Home.
Oh, that just hit me. That's very kind to pick that song. Veterans Day is coming up, too. We're right around the corner, Kennedy.
It is indeed.
All right, will you kick Kennedy?
They have a Veterans Day concert.
Oh, do they really? That's awesome.
Yes, that's what they're learning it for, yes.
All right, will you ladies kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Okay. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
All up in my feels now. Little girl singing songs about veterans.
I know. It's a moment.
That one hit me. All right, Kennedy's gone. She's in that soundproof studio. We're going to get it together. 5 pop culture trivia questions. Okay. You get more right than Kennedy, score yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one. It was 31 years ago today in 1993. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. Who is the lead character in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington.
Question number two. 16 years ago today in 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest Airlines to create the largest airline in the world. What is a late night or overnight flight often called?
A red eye.
Question number three. Giselle is expecting a child with her jiu-jitsu instructor boyfriend. So time to play another round of real jiu-jitsu move or some crap that producer Dan made up. Two of these are real. One is not. Which one is not real? Take a listen. The anaconda choke, the wise guy, or the can opener. Which one is not real?
The wise guy.
Question number four. Doja Cat just might be working on a new album. She left a pretty obvious clue when she tweeted out one word, album. Name the song Doja Cat is featuring on when she delivers this line. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the song.
No. What is it?
Come on, chorus girls.
Come on, Maddie. Let's go, Emily.
Come on.
Okay.
I don't know.
And question number five. According to a new survey, Gordon Ramsay is America's favorite celebrity chef. He's followed by Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay. The latest season of Gordon's show, Hell's Kitchen, is actually taking place at an iconic New England location. Can you name it?
Oh.
Yeah, they left Vegas.
Boston?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
Maddie and Emily, where do you ladies go to school? Okay, no idea what they said, but
no,
they
but
said it,
was it
at the same time, and it was adorable. Kennedy, welcome back.
Freeman Kennedy in Norfolk.
Oh, okay, Freeman Kennedy, very cool.
That's Carson's second favorite school.
Abby got one, two, I have three out of five correct, Kennedy.
Right, and, well done.
And these are tough, you ready?
Yep.
31 years ago today in 1993, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas was released. Who is the lead character in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Jack Skellington.
Tied at one.
What's this?
16 years ago today in 2008, Delta Airlines merged with Northwest to create the largest airline in the world. What is a late night or overnight flight often called?
A red eye.
Tied at two. Giselle is expecting a third child with her jiu-jitsu instructor boyfriend.
Jiu-jitsu.
What'd I say?
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, my apologies. So it's time to play another round of real jiu-jitsu move or some crap that producer Dan made up.
Oh, no.
Two of these are real. One is not. Which one is not real? Anaconda choke, the wise guy, or the can opener? Which one is not real?
First one.
The anaconda choke.
Yeah.
Absolutely real. The wise guy was made up in producer Dan's amazing
The plan. Can opener?
Is a real
is
move.
A real one.
You don't want to get put in the can opener.
I don't think I do.
That's how you get anaconda choke.
Yeah. 3-2, question number four. Doja Cat just might be working on a new album. She left a pretty obvious clue when she tweeted out one word. Album. Name the song Doja Cat is featuring on when she delivers this line. Take a listen.
Hey friends, it's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Well, I like you. I do.
Name the song.
So, I like you.
Yes. Post Malone. Post Malone with Doja on that one. 3-3, question number five. According to a new survey, Gordon Ramsay is America's favorite celebrity chef. He's followed by Rachel Ray and Bobby Flay. The latest season of Gordon's show, Hell's Kitchen, is taking place at an iconic New England location. Can you name it?
It's down in Foxwoods.
It is. It moved from Vegas to Foxwoods this year.
Oh, no. She beat us.
Oh.
It's okay. Life goes on.
But you still had fun.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
So Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Abby, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you and Maddie and Emily listening this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, this is Abby, Emily, and Maddie from Norfolk, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
And if you want to maybe email us the audio of the girls performing their song for Veterans Day, we'd love to play that on the show. Will you do that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Will you do that?
Yeah. It's just
Kennedy at mix1041.com. Cool?
Okay.
All right.
Sure. Thank yeah.
You
thank you.
We would love
thank
that.
You so much.
Thank right. you.
Yeah. Thank you, Kennedy.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Yesterday was a little bit of a weird day. I'm not going to lie. I noticed this after Erin O'Malley, who does the midday show here at Mix, posted her checkup at Dana-Farber, which was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had her checkup, which was yesterday at Dana-Farber. And then you were down on the South Shore at wherever, which is also connected to Dana-Farber.
It's Dana-Farber, yep.
Correct.
It's just a good day to get themselves in check, Carson.
I know, but just seeing, you know, three women that are very close to us all dealing with breast cancer in different iterations and you know,
it's insane.
Parts of
it's
the process.
It's insane how many women it touches. And I cannot wait until they figure out the fact that it is like in our food or in the water we drink or something like that. But that's a story for another day.
Right. And so you are getting ready to start your radiation treatments.
Yeah.
And when do you start?
I don't know.
Oh.
So you go, okay, so you have the surgery. And then I had the surgery. Then you have your checkup. And at the checkup, we realized that I was going to have a second surgery. So you have your second surgery, and then you have your checkup. And then when you're cleared from your checkup, you're supposed to get your appointment with your radiation oncologist.
Right. If you missed it, yes, the second surgery went well, and everything's out.
You're cancer-free. So, so you first meet with your oncologist. Excuse me. Then you meet with your radiation oncologist, and that's who I met with yesterday. And she was lovely. Mm-hmm. I love her. The whole team there was so nice and kind to me. But I was kind of expecting, you know me, I like research everything beforehand. I read more than I should probably and whatever. And so I thought that this was going to be the appointment where they sort of explain it. They do all the things and figure out where they're going to place everything, and then we'll get started.
Right.
And why I was wrong. So, so we have an appointment. She does an exam, just make sure everything's okay. There's still a lot of fluid in there, she said, but nothing I can do about that at the moment.
How's your pain levels now?
I feel fine.
Oh, that's good.
I feel pretty good. Every once in a while, it'll go zing, but pretty good. And then she's like, okay, you can get dressed. I'll come back in and we'll just finish discussing. And then she came back in and she goes, okay, so next up we have to wait about 2 weeks. And I went,
no.
I mean, literally, I almost started crying because I was just,
right.
But I just have no tears left. So it's just dry. But like, I just was like, what do you mean? And so I guess they have to go and make sure the insurance will cover it. And then, you know, they need to do their work, too. Like, after having the exam and knowing where everything is, then they have to do their work. And then I'll come in for what's called a mapping appointment. And that's when they'll, like, look at the area. They'll do the trajectory of where they'll send the radiation in there.
That's what I thought you were doing yesterday.
So did I.
Mapping. That's what I told
Lana. So did I. So you practice holding your breath. You practice some deep breathing stuff because you have to hold your breath for, make 25 seconds at a time when they do these things. I learned a lot of things that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was excited because I thought I was going to get another tattoo. They don't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Technology has advanced and they don't need to make a tattoo anymore where they're going to do the radiation.
Yeah, Atlanta has that.
I was a little bummed.
it's very small.
I know, but still.
Just looks like a freckle.
Punk rock. You know, I got some piercings on the inside. I want to match it all. But I learned, you know, that the way that they do this is that they're sending the radiation kind of sideways so that it doesn't go into your lungs or your heart. It just goes, like, through your boob, I guess, for all intents and purposes. And that's why you have to hold your breath so that you can expand your lungs and it's outside. And then it'll go zing and go right past your heart and your lung and not do bad things to it. So hopefully I'll get a phone call today to schedule that mapping appointment. Once we've got that mapping appointment, that day I'll be able to schedule my radiation. I have to have 19 of them, so that'll be 4 weeks worth.
Mm-hmm.
And just the thing that really, you know, I was hoping to get this done before we start
collecting toys.
Because I know, you know, there are side effects and it can make you real tired.
Sure.
Yeah, what's like the recovery like for going after an appointment?
So they just, because
I took my mother to chemotherapy appointments, but oh, that's very
different. So different, yeah. That's so much more invasive and basically, you know, but they have said, you know, it's like literally a 5-minute thing that you do, but probably it takes you an hour. But but because it's cumulative, because you're doing it every single day, it builds up and builds up and it makes you tired.
Gotcha.
And there are some side effects that can come of it. There's, you know, a 1 in 300 chance of this, that, and the other thing. But I shan't worry about those things because I don't worry about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they're all like, well, you'll have the weekends to recover. And I'm like, no, I won't.
No. I'll be next to Arby's in the food court collecting toys.
That one closed, I think, Tan.
I'll derail this segment.
Anyway, so in any event, I'm really... I'm excited to get into this last part of it. I'm excited to get done with it. I was excited to meet my doctor. She was so great. And everybody that worked there was so nice. So I'm stoked about my team.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, as they say, I'll get a call today and we'll be able to schedule that next appointment. We'll be able to get moving. And, you know, I have a big vacation planned for the end of the year, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just was like, you know, I have this vacation planned and I don't want to go there being sick or anything like this. So we need to...
get it
either
done.
We do it now or we do it after, because I'm not messing that up.
Yeah,
because it's non-refundable, so
right.
but that's where I am.
Lana had some good news yesterday with her checkup. So it was her, so she finished her radiation literally the week we went into the pandemic. She was so fortunate in that she got through radiation before that March 13th.
Didn't have to go in by herself and all that.
And all of the, you know, because a lot of stuff just stopped happening. So that's when she finished, and then she went on tamoxifen after.
Mm-hmm. I will do that as well.
Yeah, so she's...
Let's hear it for the estrogen receptors.
She had been going in every 6 months.
Yep.
Everything was good. So yesterday, they checked her. They believe everything is good. They'll know more, but they think everything looked fine. And they have said now she can come in a year from now. She doesn't have to come in every 6 months anymore. And she found out she comes off her tamoxifen in December.
Let's go.
Which the side effects from the tamoxifen weight gain, you know, there's, you know, everybody has different things.
Yep. But, looking forward to those. But yeah.
Right. So it was just really good news for Lana too yesterday.
And Erin O'Malley too. She said on her Instagram, still cancer free after today's checkup, thanks to this spectacular place and my oncologist at the same spot.
Very cool.
We love you, ladies, so very much.
Well, thank you for the update, Kennedy.
You betcha.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say good morning to Sam from Canton.
Hello, Sam.
Hey, Candy.
Also, Chloe and Harper are in the car. They are 6 and 8 years old.
Oh, I'm already then.
Hi.
Hi.
Will you all kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the room?
I sure can.
Bye, Kennedy. There goes Kennedy. She's going into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. There are 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the $100. Sam, are you ready?
We're ready.
Random fact time. The stem of a pumpkin is called a peduncle. Peduncle?
A peduncle.
A peduncle.
Peduncle.
A peduncle. What is a carved pumpkin with a candle inside of it to light it up traditionally called?
Jack-o'-lantern.
Smart kids.
David Fincher might do an English language Squid Game series for Netflix. Squid Game was created in which country?
South Korea.
Gabrielle Union, 52 today. Which movie that she starred in has this scene? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
Name the movie.
I think that's Bring It On.
Andre 3000 released a new 26-minute song. This one actually has lyrics, but it's old-school scatting and it's backwards.
Of course it is.
Andre left the group Outkast to follow his passion project, playing which instrument?
Oh, I think it's a flute.
Question number 5. Mr. Beast is number 1 on Forbes' list of the top content creators. He currently has the most subscribers on YouTube in the entire world. He owns several brands, including a popular line of chocolate. What is his chocolate brand called?
I'm going to just say Mr. Beast Chocolate.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please. Yeah, the girls aren't quite old enough. If you had a 13-year-old boy at home, he'd know exactly everything.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Sam and Chloe and Harper got 4 out of 5 correct.
Whew.
It was a group effort. Then.
Whoa.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Random fact time. The stem of a pumpkin is called a peduncle.
No.
What is a carved pumpkin with a candle inside of it to light it up traditionally called?
A jack-o'-lantern?
That is correct.
Ding!
Peduncle.
A peduncle. Who knew?
I love that word.
You're welcome. It's a fact of the day.
Thank you.
Tied to 1, question number 2. David Fincher might do an English language Squid Game series for Netflix. Squid Game was created in which country?
South Korea.
Tied at 2. Gabrielle Union turns 52 today. Which movie that she starred in has this scene? Take a listen.
Hey, friends. It's Kennedy. Something to do with lawyers and copyright. We can't play this part.
That is Bring It On.
Bring It On.
Yes. Chloe and Harper, that film was released way back in the 1900s.
Get out. Get out. Don't ever say that way again. Get out. Get out.
Question number 4. Andre 3000 released a new 26-minute song, Kennedy. This one actually has lyrics, but it's old school scatting and it's backwards.
Okay.
Andre left the group Outkast to follow his passion project, playing which instrument?
Flute?
He is a flautist now.
He's 4-4. Just a whimsical man traveling around playing the flute in airports.
Question number 5. Mr. Beast is number 1 on Forbes' list of the top content creators. He currently has the most subscribers on YouTube in the entire world. He also owns several brands, including a popular line of chocolate. What is his chocolate brand called?
It's called Beastie Bars.
He missed an opportunity there, didn't he? I would have accepted Skibidi Toilet, but no, it is called Feastables.
No one wants to eat Skibidi Toilet.
Feastables, Kennedy, is the correct answer.
Never heard of that, but now I know. Yep. Two things I learned today.
Oh, they're all over.
Yeah, they are everywhere.
Where's everywhere?
Every grocery store. Yeah, they're around. Just look. Right next to everything else. They are now.
Really? Yes. I'll take a look.
Yep. They are a very popular brand nowadays.
All righty, Dan.
4-4 is the final score with the tie. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Sam and Chloe and Harper. You do not get the cash this morning. But we do appreciate you playing.
We do.
Sam, I understand Dan convinced you to keep the girls out of school for a few more minutes so they can listen and play. Is that correct?
Yeah, that was a great excuse.
So are they now late?
They are late, but I don't know. We'll see.
You can't put a price on memories, Sam.
Sorry.
That is true.
All right, Sam. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Sam, Harper, and Chloe from Canton, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Chloe. Bye,
bye,
Harper.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kennedy, say hey to Timmy from Taunton.
Hey, Timmy from Taunton.
How's it going?
Taunton. Timmy works at Town Fair Tire. We love Town Fair Tire on this show.
I got three of them on my car.
I got four of them on my truck. just got some new ones a couple weeks ago.
That is so many T's. Timmy from Taunton, who works at Town Fair Tire.
Oh, yeah.
Ta-da. All right, it's the 1K CBK. $1,000 on the line. Timmy, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Sure thing. Yeah, Kenny, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, too.
5 trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, we can't give you the money. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. Timmy, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
The Millennium Falcon.
Scott Frank was the creator, co-writer, and director of The Queen's Gambit. What was that series about?
I don't know.
Okay, question number 3. Giselle Bundchen and her boyfriend Joaquin Valente are apparently expecting their first child together. It will be her third. Her ex-husband Tom Brady was recently announced as a minority owner of which NFL franchise?
What is it? The Rams?
All right, question number 4. Katherine Hahn says she's proud to be the first woman in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to show her naked butt, which she did on Agatha All Along. Chris Hemsworth did it first, though. What character does he play in the MCU?
Thor.
And question number 5, which 2012 film directed by Tom Hooper is a musical adaptation of a Victor Hugo novel?
Oh, I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
That was quick. What's the biggest mistake people make when getting tires, Timmy?
I'm not sure. I only deal with them. I don't.
You don't help with the actual. I see what you're saying. All right.
Yep.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Timmy from Taunton got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Of course, he got 2. Just rocking with these T's.
Timmy from Taunton, who works at Town Fire Tire, got 2. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship in Star Wars?
The Millennium Falcon.
Tied at 1. Scott Frank was the creator, co-writer, and director of The Queen's Gambit. What was that series about?
A girl who played chess.
That is right. A female chess prodigy, Kennedy. 2-1. Question number 3. Giselle Bundchen and her boyfriend, Joaquin Valente, are apparently expecting their first child together. It will be her 3rd. Her ex-husband, of course, Tom Brady, was recently announced as a minority owner of which NFL franchise?
Oh, gosh. Which one?
Need an answer. It's a great face you're making, though.
I don't remember. I feel like it's in Las Vegas, but is there football in Las Vegas? Las Vegas? I'll say Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas what?
What's...
Knights?
That's the hockey team.
I was close.
The Raiders. Las Vegas Raiders is what we're looking for.
That's why, because it's not supposed to be the Las... Okay.
2-1, question number 4. Catherine Hahn says she's proud to be the first woman in the Marvel Cinematic Universe to show her naked butt, which she did on Agatha All Along.
Show is so good.
Chris Hemsworth did it first, though, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Which character does he play in the MCU?
He's Thor.
3-2. Question number 5. Which 2012 film, directed by Tom Hooper, is a musical adaptation of a Victor Hugo novel?
Oh, Les Miserables.
Yes, Les Miserables. That is correct.
At the end of the day, you get nothing for nothing.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry. Timmy from Taunton and Town Fair Tire, you only got 2.
Yeah.
Is there any other word, Dan, you can come up with there? It's tough.
No. I got nothing. My brain, you looked at me and my brain stopped working. It's like I panicked.
Totally.
Nice job, Kennedy.
Anytime.
Totally. Anytime. All right, Timmy, don't get the $1,000. We do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Timmy from Taunton, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.